sitting at 5-1 on the season. You've got to be pretty happy with the way the month of December went for you.
Yeah, we're pretty happy. We had a good stretch there to start the game this the year, and lost one to Sandy Creek, but we fought them pretty tough and played pretty hard. And you know, other than a slow start, I think we would have maybe got them. So we're pretty pleased. But yeah, you can't rest at all. You got to look forward and look to try to get better.
Well, back to the Sandy Creek ball game. You actually fell behind by 19 points in that ball game, and the final margin of victory just 6 at 60-54. So one thing about it, your girls battled back in the second half.
They did. And give some credit to Sandy Creek. They shot the ball pretty well, and they played us pretty hard. And early on, we just seemed like we couldn't get things flowing in the right direction. We missed some open shots and had some nice looks at baskets, and then we turned it over a little bit too much. So, you know, you hopefully learn from that and try to get better in some aspect. But I thought in the second half we played them really good, really tough, and got our pace going a little bit and knocked down some shots. And it's funny how making some shots makes your defense come alive too.
Well, you scored, I think, 26 points in the third quarter. What was the difference in the second half?
Well, I think we just didn't turn it over as much. And then when we got those open shots, we knocked them down that third quarter. And even the fourth quarter, we didn't make so many shots, but we had some nice open looks. And that's what you want to do, is you want to execute and give yourself opportunities and hopefully cash them in.
I think if you look back in the ball game, you played pretty good against a very good defensive team.
We did, and I think, you know, anytime you can score 26 in a quarter on Sandy Creek, you're doing something right. And so that's the kind of things that we need to build off of and move forward. And so hopefully, you know, coming into this holiday tournament, they're not so rusty, but they can put things together for four quarters.
Had some problems with the inside game. I think Ashley Harms, 23 points, 8 rebounds in the ball game for Sandy Creek in that one. Just talk about your inside game.
Well, I think mainly she hurt us from the perimeter. She shot the ball really well from the outside, and we weren't quite expecting her to do that. As far as the Shaw girl, she's really tough inside. And I think second half we did a better job in the post on defense, and that was where you saw the difference on the scoreboard, is we started to make them having to earn things a little bit tougher, and it wasn't so easy for them. And then, you know, on offense, we got our post going. Lexi Schmidt and Caitlin Ernst got some nice looks at some baskets, and so that's what you want to do. You want to just try to counterbalance things and take away what they want to do, and hopefully things will fall for us.
I hate to say, and a lot of the other teams coming off of a 5-day break where we had no practice, no games. How the girls come back?
Well, you know, you're always going to be a little bit rusty in some regard, and hopefully we told them to find the basketball hoop somewhere, whether it be the driveway or Champions or whatever. But, you know, there's always going to be a little rust because you haven't played for a while. But hopefully if it's the same thing for Norfolk Catholic, that it'll be, you know, evenly matched in that aspect.
Well, you just have to start the season and take a little break and then come back in it.
It is, but it's also a nice break. You get away from each other for a while and just recharge your batteries and get ready for this next 3 or 4 weeks here before the conference tournament. So, you know, it's a break where it's not necessarily good for your basketball game, but it might be good mentally.
It's like you said, the second phase of the season. You got the conference tournament coming up in another 4 or 5 weeks or so. It's really the second phase of the season, isn't it?
It is, and we always try to divide it into thirds. We always say the second third of our season, and then you got the conference tournament, maybe the postseason after that. But this is an important third for us. We have some really good teams on our schedule, and we can't just rest and have it put on cruise control, so to speak. We have to come to play each night we take the floor.
Is this where the biggest improvement has got to come? You mentioned the 3 segments of the season. Is this where the biggest improvement is going to come in the second phase?
Well, I hope so. But, you know, I said before the season, my goal is that each practice we don't have a bad practice. I think it starts at the beginning of the year, and you just hope to improve a little bit, take baby steps throughout the year and head in that direction that you want to go. But, you know, you'll have some setbacks here and there, but ultimately you want to learn from those and make you a better ball club.
Hastings St. Cecilia playing in the opening round of the Aurora Holiday Tournament today. We'll come back and talk about the opponents as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with HD St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle. His Hawkins getting ready to take the floor here this afternoon against Norfolk Catholic. Coach, a different round, so to speak, in the holiday tournament. We've been in Crete at the Doane College tournament the past couple of years, and we come to see some new teams here in Aurora.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a nice change. We didn't fare so well at Doane, and it's a little bit closer to home, and so that's always a good thing, and got some new opponents. So I think it's going to be a good change, and hopefully, you know, we'll have a good time and win some ball games while we're there.
I'll tell you what, it's a good matchup here for a holiday tournament here for game number one. 2-5-1 teams score off in the opening round of the holiday tournament, something that we don't normally see.
You don't normally see that, and honestly, it's probably the championship game. The other side, it's no discredit to them, but I think we're the two better teams and probably will go on to win the tournament, whoever comes out of our game. And so it's going to be a case where we got to get going right away. We can't wait until halftime or the second round because we got to put things together right away as we start.
We have not had great success in holiday tournaments in the past couple of years in that Doane College tournament. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I think a little bit is the shooting aspect. It's hard to shoot in that gym. It was just tough for us to gauge as far as depth perception. And we're a team that likes to shoot perimeter shots, and it's really, when you're shooting bad, it's tough for us to get going. And so hopefully that's a pleasant change for our side of the coin, but you know, it's not a case where we're going to see Elkhorn and Crete were those good Class B teams either, and I think that had a lot to do with it. But you know, then again, we're going to see Norfolk Catholic, so we can't be satisfied. We got to get out there and go.
This is no putt we're going to see here today. Again, a team that's 5-1 beat Twin River in their last ball game, 52-43. What's the scouting report on this team?
Well, I think they're just really balanced. They play good offense. They play good defense. And, you know, they handle the ball well. They just make things tough for you defensively, and they have some athletes, and so I think it's not necessarily a case where they're going to have a girl score 25 or 26 points, but they're going to have, you know, the 13-point score, the 10-point score, the 8-point score, and it's just a really a good mix for them.
A couple of 5-foot, 8-inch girls that are really carrying the load, the Omer girl and the Anderson girl is scoring at 13 and 10 points respectively, so they got some scores, but like you said, not so overly strong superstars, so to speak.
Right, and you know, they just do a good job defensively. That makes things tough. They hold their opponents down in the 40s, and they just do a good job on defense, and Coach Kassemeyer always has them play offense where they have a lot of motion, a lot of movement, so it's never easy to pin them down and pin your ears back and maybe trap them or really pressure them. And so, you know, we got to take care of what we can take care of when we play them.
Seems like it's football, basketball, doesn't make any difference. The northeastern part of the state kind of has their own style of basketball, and they've got some great athletes up there.
Yeah, they do, and they have some really good coaches up there, too. You know, you got to credit the coaches. Even at Norfolk Catholic, you know, Coach Kassemeyer, he does a good job. He's been to state several times in the past, and it seems like every year you look up there and they're either 10-1 or 9-2, and they have a good team year in and year out. And so, you know, it's going to be a case where we have kind of a rivalry with Norfolk Catholic on the boys' side, but not so much the girls' side, and hopefully it'll start one here.
Hey, how do we win this ball game today?
Well, I think we have to have a quicker start. We didn't start real well in our previous two or three games, and we got to come out and we got to play well and take care of the ball and get some nice, easy looks offensively, whether it be a layup, whether it be an open jumper, you know, just do what we can do, execute on offense. And then defensively, I think we got to really buckle down and play good, sound defense, keep them out of the lane, force them to be maybe a perimeter team and get some turnovers and run because we always like to run. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
Holiday tournament just kind of a maybe a momentum grabber again, trying to reestablish that momentum to take the games into January.
Well, you sure hope so. You know, it'd be nice to start off this holiday tournament with a win, and but you know, if we don't, we don't, and you just try and learn from it. But we always like to win. Winning makes everything else come so much easier, and it's just the way it is.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
High School Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS, the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament today. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic. I'm Mike Rowe. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Naturally, a lot of high school basketball games being played across the state today. Hastings St. Cecilia with a different scenery here during the holidays, playing here in Aurora the past couple of years, been playing down at the Doan College Tournament down in Crete, but St. Cecilia seeing some new opponents here today, and a good one here this afternoon as they take on the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. The other two teams in this tournament, Aurora and Ogallala, they're squaring off here as well in this girls-boys basketball tournament. This tournament actually being played in two different gyms. We're in the secondary gym here this afternoon for this opening round game. Likewise, the St. Cecilia boys will take on Norfolk Catholic in our second ball game in this the secondary gym here at Aurora. The other two games being played at the Aurora Sports Complex just across the street here in Aurora. So it's a high school basketball action for you here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia playing here in Aurora. Hastings High playing in the GNAC tournament in Kearney this afternoon. Adams Central, both boys and girls, playing in the Minden Holiday Tournament. St. Cecilia girls and boys here. Adams Central girls losing yesterday in the opening round of that tournament. They're playing in the consolation game now against Axtell. Adams Central boys will take on Minden for the championship coming up at 6:15 tonight. Hastings High boys and girls both losing in their holiday tournament yesterday. Hastings High boys dropping a 71-44 decision to Norfolk. They're going to play McCook in a loser's bracket ball game coming up at 3:45 this afternoon. Hastings High girls lost to Columbus yesterday by a score of 61-30. The Tigers will play North Platte in a loser's bracket ball game. That one gets underway at 2 o'clock here this afternoon. So it's Norfolk Catholic. The Knights come in a record of 5 wins and 1 loss on the season, taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes also at 5-1. We'll come back and check the starters as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Aurora High School as we get set for high school basketball action here this afternoon. Girls game up first between Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. Hawkettes are 5-1 in the season. They have lost only one game. That was their last outing to Sandy Creek, losing by a score of 60-54. The Hawkettes with wins already this season over Columbus Scotus, Bishop Newman, Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, and Wood River. The Hawkettes come in averaging 58 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 33.8 on the defensive end. Norfolk Catholic also a record of 5 wins and 1 loss in the season. Their only loss was to Bishop Newman, 41-38. They've gotten wins over Madison, 74-21. Also over Pierce, 55-32. They beat Hartington Cedar Catholic, 51-32. Lutheran High Northeast, 47-46. And they're coming off of a 9-point win over Twin River on the road, winning by a score of 52 to 43. So a good matchup here for the opening round game in a holiday tournament. Normally you don't see two 5-1 teams squaring off, but we see it here in this tournament. As St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic will score off here in the girls' ball game. The boys' contest also going to be a matchup of some pretty good basketball teams. St. Cecilia at 5-2. Norfolk Catholic will come in a mark of 5 wins and no losses on the season. That one will tip off at 4 o'clock here this afternoon. We'll take a break and come back. We've got the tip-off of the ball game here this afternoon. You're listening to high school basketball at 1230 KHAS.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The sizes you need, like Cooper CS4 225 60R16 or the Cooper Discoverer ATR LT 265 75R16E, buy three, get the fourth free. And it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on in to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Here's a wish for a safe and happy new year from everyone at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's thanks you for your support this past year. Burt's will continue to give you the best prescription and over-the-counter service in 2011, delivering your prescriptions free 6 days a week. End of the year reminders. The enrollment period for Medicare Part D ends this Friday, December 31st. And it's not too late to get your flu shot. When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to Aurora here as we get set for high school basketball action on 1230 KHAS. Girls game up first between Norfolk Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. The starters for St. Cecilia today: Abby Jackson, a 5'5" senior. Jackson averaging 4 points and one rebound per game. Libby Kissinger, 5'4" and a junior, averaging 6 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. Sharice Farmer, a 5'4" and senior, averaging 8 points and two rebounds per game. Also, Lexi Schmidt, a 5'8" and senior, averaging 13 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. And Tessa Kalupa gets a start for St. Cecilia here this afternoon, a 5'6" and senior, averaging 7 points and two rebounds per ball game. For the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, under head coach Tim Kassmeyer, their starting lineup: Katrina Olmer is a 5'8" inch junior. She's averaging 13 points per ball game, leading scorer on the team. Also, Aaron Anderson, a 5'8" inch senior, averaging 10.8 points per contest. Lacey Prusha is a 5'9" inch senior, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. Sarah Pieper is a 5'6" inch senior, averaging 4 points per game. And then Kristen Boyle is a 5'10" inch senior, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Ball is in the air. Zap is to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkins going to be in their white uniforms here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the blue. They'll be the home team. Norfolk Catholic going to be dressed in their visiting red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white and the black. And immediately we've got a traveling violation out top of St. Cecilia. Hawkins are averaging 18 turnovers per ball game so far this year. They turn it over on the first possession here this afternoon. Just underway, Norfolk Catholic plays the ball in. The Knights will shoot to our basket to our left as we view it here at Aurora High School. This is Olmer driving an insider. Stop from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa comes to the near sideline, down to Sharice Farmer. Gets the ball ahead, now to Abby Jackson. Jackson on the wing, comes out to Libby Kissinger at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for Norfolk Catholic. On the wing, left side, Sharice Farmer behind the screen. Bounce pass comes out to Tessa Kalupa. Across the top, Libby Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles once, comes over here on the wing. On the right side, to Lexi Schmidt, down in the corner. Tessa Kalupa back outside, down to Sharice Farmer. Farmer goes on the left side, down to Lexi Schmidt. Free throw line extended. Bounce pass comes over to the near side. Kalupa, she pulls up, shoots a jumper from the elbow. No good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Pieper for Norfolk Catholic. She has the ball tipped out of her hands, out of bounds, and Norfolk Catholic will play things in here in backcourt. Just underway, 7:07 remaining here in the first quarter. No score between Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. The Hawkins applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Aaron Anderson, double team, gets it across the 10-second line. Prusha, bounce pass goes inside to Boyle. Shot is up there and in. Kristen Boyle scores for Norfolk Catholic, and the Knights go out on top now by a score of 2-0. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way. Sharice Farmer has got a chance. Thomas with the ball. It's going to be taken down, intercepted here by Katrina Olmer. She comes back and has the ball tipped out of her hands, out of bounds by Farmer coming back the other way. So St. Cecilia with a couple of simple practices in preparation for this one. Here's Erin Anderson. Her shot is going to be up there no good. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. Going to go on Katrina Olmer of Norfolk Catholic. Teams were permitted back into the gyms on Monday, so St. Cecilia with a couple of practices to get ready for this one here this afternoon. 2-0 is the score. Hawkettes trailing in the contest to Norfolk Catholic. The ninth day with a man-to-man defense. Cherise Farmer comes out on top. Abby Jackson, 4-3. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kristen Boyle for Norfolk Catholic. Here come the Knights back the other way. Lacey Pusha has got the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane, stops a little 10-footer. She banks one home. Lacey Pusha scores, and Norfolk Catholic is out to a 4-0 lead over the Hawkettes here this afternoon. St. Cecilia's went nearly 2 minutes without scoring. Now driving down the lane is going to be Kissinger, and she's fouling her way in. She's fouling a play here. It's going to go on Boyle. That's going to be her first. Second team foul in the Knights here in this first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation as St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson deep in the corner drives the baseline, and she's called for being out of bounds. Jackson driving the baseline from the left corner toward the ball out of bounds. So Norfolk Catholic comes back the other way. Here's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt gets the ball now to Libby Kissinger. Back outside, Abby Jackson. Down in the corner, Tessa Kalupa. Shot is up there. It's an air ball from three-point range. And the rebound comes down to Aaron Anderson. Anderson has got it now for Norfolk Catholic to Katrina Ulmer. Across the big court stripe to Prusa. Down in the corner, here's a jumper put up there by Anderson from 15. No good. Rebound, Libby Kissinger. Gets the ball ahead to Farmer. Cherise takes the ball down on the baseline. Now cuts it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic. Lacey Prusa has got the ball. Gets the ball ahead now to Anderson. She drives. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fine with the play. Aaron Anderson gets the field goal. St. Cecilia commits the personal foul. The bucket counts. That's the first goal of the ball game for Anderson. And now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be her first and the first team foul in the Hawkettes. It's now a 6-0 ball game. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in by Kristen Boyle. Boyle gets the offensive board and the putback, and it's now an 8-0 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Hastings St. Cecilia with the basketball. Here's Libby Kissinger. Bounce pass goes to the left side to Abby Jackson. Jackson holds it, comes back to the right side. Tessa Kalupa takes the ball into the paint, goes up for the shot, and she's going to be stripped, and it's going to be a foul going to be called here on Norfolk Catholic. Foul is going to go on Sarah Pieper. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Knights. This will be a shooting situation. Going to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Tessa Kalupa. Her shot is up there. It's good. Kalupa is a 66% foul shooter of the season. She is now 5-7 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 59% from the free throw line, 53% from the field, and 26% from three-point territory. That's the first point of the ball game. Second one is up there. It is good. So Tessa Kalupa hits a pair of free throws to make it an 8-2 ball game. So St. Cecilia goes nearly 5 minutes without, or actually 3 minutes without scoring. A couple of free throws here from Tessa Kalupa. It's now an 8-2 ball game. Here's Norfolk Catholic down the far sideline. Sarah Pieper has got the ball. Pieper handling it outside on the wing. Comes back this way to Amy Miller, who's into the ball game now. Drives it to the elbow. The ball's going to be stripped away. Stripped away by Abby Jackson. She dribbles the ball down the floor, drives, her shot is up and in. Abby Jackson gets the steal and the field goal back to the other end. Now an 8-4 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 4 points. Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Lacey Prusa has got a contact made here in backcourt. No foul. Jackson goes down. Prusa is going to be whistled for a palming violation. So the Knights now with 3 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings St. Cecilia with 3 turnovers. And now the Hawkettes have a chance to slice into the lead right here. They are trailing in this ballgame by a score of 8-4. Here's a Caitlin Ernst into the contest now for the Hawkettes. Handles the ball to Libby Kissinger. Down to Alexi Schmidt. Gets it back outside to Kissinger. Still a man-to-man defense here for Norfolk Catholic. Dribble penetration. Throws it on the right side of the lane. Lexi Schmidt, 10-footer is put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lacey Prusa. For Norfolk Catholic, down the near sideline, Amy Miller down in the corner, holds the ball, takes it into the paint, puts it up by a little off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Battles for the rebound, can't come up with it. Libby Kissinger does for St. Cecilia. Libby dribbling to the ball across the midcourt stripe over on the wing. Chanel Farmer gets it out to Abby Jackson in the lane. Shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So Abby Jackson will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. She was hammered on the arm at the 3:57 mark in this first quarter. That's the fourth team foul now on Norfolk Catholic as Abby Jackson goes to the line. Lacey Prusa picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Jackson, a 40% foul shooter in the season. And her shot attempt is good. Saint Cecilia now 3-on-3 from the line in this ball game. Sharice Farmer comes back in there now for Saint Cecilia. Here comes Tessa Kalupa. Lisa Steffensmeyer comes into the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. 8-4 is the score. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Jackson. Now it's 8-6. 8-6 is the score. Here's a pass down the near sideline. It's going to be tipped by Chanel Farmer. It's taken down by St. Cecilia. Turnover number 4 now in Norfolk Catholic. Caitlin Ernst has got it. Comes to Chanel Farmer. She loses control of it. Picks it up near the 10-second line. Farmer to Kalupa. Now right side. There's a three-pointer put up and in by Sharice Farmer. Sharice Farmer hits the three ball, and St. Cecilia comes back to grab the lead, 9-8. With 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play, the Hawkettes have scored 9 straight points here in this one. Here's Steffensmeyer right at the 10-second line. Gets it now to Omer. She'll set things up. Omer goes to the far sideline now to Chalky, who's into the ball game. She dribbles inside, cut out by Abby Jackson. Bounce pass goes on the right side to Steffensmeyer. They try to get it down low, and the ball's going to be tipped away from Boyle, but she's going to be fouled in the play. Fouled by St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation. Norfolk Catholic will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. Foul goes on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Hawkettes. Here's Amy Miller with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Drives it down to the baseline. Puts up a shot off of the window. No good. Gets her own rebound. Shoots and scores. Amy Miller stays after it for Norfolk Catholic. Miller, a 5'9" sophomore, gets the offensive board and puts it down through the hole. And now Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over St. Cecilia, 10-9. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's no good by Chanel Farmer. And the rebound comes down to Katrina Omer for Norfolk Catholic. The Boyle now into the forecourt to Omer on the near sideline. St. Cecilia is playing a man-to-man defense. Norfolk Catholic tries to pound the ball inside, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tessa Kalupa. 5 turnovers now on the Knights here in this first quarter. Sharice Farmer with the ball down to Abby Jackson. Jackson holds it, puts it on the floor now, dribbles it up high, goes to the far side to Kalupa. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up and in. Chanel Farmer works the ball inside for St. Cecilia, gets the offensive board and the put back. And the Hawkettes now leading by a score of 11-10 here in this one. Here's a Tilkey with the ball. Has it stripped away by Chanel Farmer. She drives left-handed layup. She misses it. And the rebound comes down to Sharice Farmer. Gets the ball away in the lane. Here's a little funny shot by Tessa Kalupa that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic. So St. Cecilia, 2 easy shots to the bucket there, and they couldn't convert. The Knights come back the other way as they work it underneath the bucket and shot is up and in. Kristen Boyle scores 12-11 in his seesaw first quarter here. Long-range jumper from Farmer. Shot is going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Tilkey for Norfolk Catholic. Alba pass nearly intercepted, but it's brought down by Amy Miller. Knights have the ball with 1:35 to play here in the first quarter. Here's the pass intercepted again. Abby Jackson, she drives for the hole. Her scoop shot is no good, and she's fouled in the play. Kristen Boyle picks up the personal foul for Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be her second. 7 turnovers already on the Knights here in the first quarter. Abby Jackson will go back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. She's already got 4 points in the ball game, a field goal, and a couple of free throws. She'll have 2 shots here with 1:28 to play in the first quarter. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Abby will have another one. She's already at 5 points now in the ball game, and now we've got a whole slew of people checking back in there for Norfolk Catholic. The starters back in there for head coach Tim Kastmeyer. We are tied at 12 points apiece now. 1:28 to play here in the first quarter. Here comes the next shot by Jackson. That one is up there. Jances around the rim and goes down to the hole. Jackson's going to check out. Here comes Libby Kissinger back in there. Both of these teams are 5-1 on the season here. As they meet here in the holiday tournament, inbounds pass is going to be slapped back out of bounds by Farmer. So Norfolk Catholic again will play things in. 13-12 the score. Hawkins have the lead. Norfolk Catholic with the basketball. Steffensmeyer into the forecourt now to Prusha. Prusha to Anderson. Fakes the 3. Drives the ball inside, and we have a foul called. I'm St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes guilty of the foul here. On shooting situation, so it's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's only the 3rd team foul called in St. Cecilia here in this first quarter of play. Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. Here's a Prusha, takes the ball into the paint. Now bounce pass comes out of the wing to Anderson. Anderson is cut off, lobs it back outside, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds on the far sideline there by Libby Kissinger. So the Knights will play things in a minute and 6 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 13-12. Hawks, the Hawkettes have the lead. As Norfolk Catholic inbounds the ball at the elbow, right side, a shot put up there by Anderson. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola for Hastings St. Cecilia. Just checked in there. Nicola gets the ball to Libby Kissinger. Into the forecourt, now to Cherise Farmer. Farmer holds it on the deep wing, right side. Now a 5 second violation called there. Cherise Farmer matched up here with Lacey Pusha on the wing on the right side, unable to get rid of the ball in 5 seconds, so a violation called there. Abby Jackson comes back in now for St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer checks out. 48.5 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 13-12. Hawkins with the lead. Inbounds pass, they get it to Pusha. Pusha, nice bounce pass to Steffensmeyer, and she blows the layup. Rebound comes down to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger has got it for St. Cecilia down the near sideline to Nicola. Gets the ball to the center of the floor, and a foul is going to be called. St. Cecilia leading the break there, and Pieper is going to be the guilty party. She picks up her second personal. St. Cecilia will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Knights here in the first quarter. Abby Jackson will play things in for St. Cecilia. Hawkins looking to extend their lead. 13-12 is the score. Lexi Schmidt has got it. Schmidt now to a Morgan Nicola. Over here on the wing on the right side, Jamie Williams and a shot is up and in. Jamie Williams, who just checked in there, scores for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkins now have a 3-point lead. It's 15-12. We're down to 22 seconds to play. Pressure by the Hawkins here in backcourt. Steffensmeyer gets it across the timeline, stops, bounce pass. Anderson has problems with it, now picks it up, works against Jackson, dribbles inside, the ball poked away, and is going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Jamie Williams gets the ball to Libby Kissinger into the forecourt to Jackson for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Abby Ketter of Norfolk Catholic, and that's the end of the first quarter. One quarter in the books, girls' high school basketball action here tonight, actually this afternoon on 1230 KHS from the Aurora Holiday Tournament. The score after 1, Hastings St. Cecilia 15, Norfolk Catholic 12.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at Aurora High School, the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Opening round here this afternoon, St. Cecilia boys will play in the second game today against Norfolk Catholic. We'll have both games for you right here on 1230 KHAS. 15-12 is the score. The Hawkettes have the lead. Here's Norfolk Catholic with the ball. As Ulmer has got it on the far sideline, comes back on top to Prusha. 4-3, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Ulmer. Down to the baseline, forces up her shot. It's no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up. Her shot no good. We finally got a foul called. A couple of fouls inside. St. Cecilia finally collapses on Katrina Ulmer. Now Ulmer will go to the free throw line here. Foul is going to be officially whistled on Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be her second. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. So Katrina Ulmer hits the free throw. She's a 68% foul shooter on the season. She is now 16 out of 23 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound, St. Cecilia. Lexi Schmidt with a rebound. Gets it to Tessa Kalupa. Now to Abby Jackson. 15-13. Hawkins now with a 2-point lead. Kissinger has got the ball. Kissinger to the far sideline to Kalupa. Tessa Kalupa way out on top again to Chanel Farmer. Swings it right side, Libby Kissinger. Back the other way, Tessa Kalupa drives the ball into the paint. Jump pass comes over to the near side to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger hesitates, now drives it inside, puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Schmidt goes back up, and the shot no good. Ball tapped out of there. It's picked up by St. Cecilia's Libby Kissinger. Kissinger sends it back to Jackson out here in three-point territory. Drives it to the top of the key, now to Kalupa, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's good. Tessa Kalupa hits the three ball there for St. Cecilia. And now five girls have scored for the Hawkettes, and it's an 18-13 ball game. St. Cecilia now with their biggest lead of the contest at 5 points here early in the second quarter. Katrina Ulmer has got the ball top of the key, left wing to Atilke. Atilke trying to drive it, and she can't do it. Chanel Farmer is guilty of the foul. Chanel Farmer picks up her first personal foul for St. Cecilia. Team foul, number four on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole here. 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first half, 18-13. Hawkins with a five-point lead. Sarah Pieper will inbound the ball here for Norfolk Catholic. Lobs it out to the free throw line to Anderson. Jonathan up there and in. Erin Anderson scores from the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic. She's got 4 points in the ball game, 18-15. Hastings St. Cecilia now leading by 3 points here in the second quarter. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson penetrating to the free throw line, throws it over on the wing on the left side to Kissinger. Behind the screen from Ernst, can't put up a shot. Kissinger, bounce pass right side now to Lexi Schmidt. Lobs it back over the left side of the lane to Caitlin Ernst. Back the other way to the right side. It's Abby Jackson. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass deflected out of bounds. Kicked out of bounds there by Norfolk Catholic. Saints to say will play things in underneath their own basket. Here comes Cherise Farmer back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Chanel Farmer. 6:07 to play in the first half, 18-15. Hawkins with the advantage. Here's Libby Kissinger, hesitates, drives the ball inside. The ball poked away and is picked up by Erin Anderson. Anderson has got it now for Norfolk Catholic down the right sideline to Ulmer for three. Shot is an air ball, no good. Rebound Ernst. Ernst gets it now to Farmer. Left-handed dribble across the timeline, feeds down on the baseline to Schmidt. Back out to Cherise Farmer. In three-point territory, now to Libby Kissinger at the free-throw line. Kissinger looks, goes to the elbow. Caitlin Ernst down in the corner, now to Jackson. Jackson sends it back inside to Ernst. Bounce pass back out to Jackson. Down to the free-throw line to Farmer. Drives, nice bounce pass down low. Ernst's shot is up, and it's going to be no good. Rebound Anderson for Norfolk Catholic. Anderson gets the ball to Prusha. Prusha now to a Pieper. Sarah brings it into the offensive zone here for Norfolk Catholic. 5.5 minutes to play. Second quarter, 18-15. Hawks have the lead, but here's a long-range two that's put up there and in. Erin Anderson hits a long-range two-pointer. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. She's averaging 10 on the season. Norfolk Catholic back to within 1 point, 18-17. Here's Kissinger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Schmidt. Follow shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt averaging 4.6 rebounds per game. It's an offensive board right there, and the Hawkettes go back out on top with a score of 20-17. Katrina Ulmer with the ball now for Norfolk Catholic. Picked up by Jackson as the Hawkins stay man-to-man. Here's Erin Anderson, 4-2, a long jumper is put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia to Jackson. Long pass down to four. Kissinger grabs it now for St. Cecilia. Kissinger to Cherise Farmer. Now to Jackson, just to the right of the lane. Hammers it inside to Kissinger. The shot is up there, is no good. Rebound Anderson. Erin Anderson with the rebound, takes it to the far sideline to Katrina Ulmer. Dribbles the ball in the paint, stops, puts up a shot over Schmidt, partially deflected. Lexi got a piece of that one, and the ball's brought out of there now by Abby Jackson of St. Cecilia. Jackson down in the corner to Farmer. Feeds the ball inside to Schmidt. Double team. Now to Caitlin Ernst. Out on the wing to Cherise Farmer. Comes across the top to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger, ball high above her head, sends it inside to Ernst. Kicks it back out to Jackson. Jackson now to Schmidt in the lane. Jonathan's up there is good. Lexi Schmidt scores. And right inside the free throw line, she's got two field goals and 4 points. Hawkins back out to a 5-point lead, 22-17 in this one. Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Lacey Prusha has got it now. As she works against Jackson, Abby falls down. Prusha puts up a shot, no good. Follow shot up and in, and she's fouling the play. Erin Anderson gets another offensive board and put back here for Norfolk Catholic. Fouling the play here by Ernst of St. Cecilia. That is the second personal foul on Caitlin Ernst. And here comes four new players in for St. Cecilia, three new players in for Norfolk Catholic with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in quarter number two. 22-19. Hawkins have a three-point lead. Going to the free throw line, Anderson, 70% in the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. She's now 0-2 today. Offensive rebound, and another foul is going to be called. Offensive rebound went to Kristen Boyle for Norfolk Catholic. And she goes up for the shot. She is hammered in the play. But now Kristen Boyle will have a couple of chances from the free throw line. She is a 60% foul shooter. The foul goes on Morgan Nicola. That's going to be her first. And a shot from the line is going to be no good. Norfolk Catholic just 1 out of 5 from the free throw line here in the first half. We've got 3:36 to play in the second quarter, 22-19. Hawkins have the lead. Shot from the free throw line, that one is good. Going rattles down through the hole. And the Knights are back to within 2 points, 22-20. Cherise Farmer has got the ball on the deep wing, right side. Comes out on top through the fingertips of Sarah Gettert. Gets it under control. Gettert bounce pass to the right side now to Jamie Williams is in the ball game. Williams to a Chanel Farmer. Dribble penetration, throws it over on the wing, right side, and Nickler shot is up and in. Morgan Nicholas scores for St. Cecilia. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. So John Kyle calls a timeout for St. Cecilia. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break. St. Cecilia 24, Norfolk Catholic 20.
Clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in. Norfolk Catholic working with the ball against the St. Cecilia pressure. They get it in the offensive zone. Here's Tookie with the ball. Her shot is up and in, a three-pointer from the top of the key. Emily Tookie scores there for Norfolk Catholic, and just like that, the Knights are back to within 1 point, 24-23. Under 3 minutes to play now in the first half. Here's Cherise Farmer to Chanel Farmer on the wing on the left side. Talented ball down low. Jamie Williams has problems with it. She's tied up, and the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so we'll stay right here. Hawkins will inbound the ball. 2:45 to play in the second quarter. Adams Central has won the girls' consolation game in Minden. Adams Central beating Axtell today by a score of 60-44. 24-23 here. St. Cecilia with a lead over Norfolk Catholic. Here's Cherise Farmer. Kicks it back out into three-point territory to Kissinger. Down in the corner to Jackson. Her shot for three is no good. Battle for the rebound. Loose in the lane is retrieved here by Farmer. And a foul is going to be called. Cherise Farmer ended up with a ball here for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to be whistled on Abby Ketter for Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be your first. So the team fouls are now even at 7 apiece. Cherise Farmer to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. She's got 3 points. Make it 4 as this one goes down through the hole. Cherise Farmer, just a 40% foul shooter coming in here. She had hit 2 out of 5 free throws for St. Cecilia. Hits her first one here this afternoon. Here's the second one. It's up there, top of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Steffensmeyer for Norfolk Catholic. 25-23, St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead here in this one. Abby Ketter with the ball, sends it to the far side. The Tilkey takes it down on the baseline, bounce pass into the lane, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. It's going to be Boyle, and she fouls. Kristen Boyle scores for Norfolk Catholic. She's now got 9 points in the basketball game for the Knights. And found on the play here by St. Cecilia. Boyle will go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. The foul is going to be whistled on Chanel Farmer for St. Cecilia. Going to the free throw line, Kristen Boyle. She's a 60% foul shooter. Boyle 1 out of 2 so far this afternoon, and the free throw is up there as good. So it turns out to be a 3-point play here for Norfolk Catholic, and now the Knights go back on top by a score of 26-25. St. Cecilia has had a 5-point lead twice here in the second quarter. They're now looking at a deficit of 1, 26-25, but the Hawkins have the ball. Abby Jackson hands it away to Kissinger. Rolls to the top of the key and then retreats. Sends it over to Chanel Farmer on the wing, down to Jackson in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Schmidt with the ball. Back outside to Kissinger. A long-range jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Amy Miller for Norfolk Catholic. Miller takes it down the right sideline. A pass over the head of Prushin. The ball is taken out of there by St. Cecilia's Chanel Farmer. Farmer gets the ball now to Libby Kissinger as it poked away from behind. It is picked up here by Katrina Ulmer for Norfolk Catholic. The fifth turnover on St. Cecilia. Down in the corner is Amy Miller. Drives the baseline. She's cut off by Ernst. Passes into the lane. A shot by Aaron Anderson is up and in. They had her stopped on the baseline and she was kind of threw the ball into the lane. Aaron Anderson grabs it and scores. Norfolk Catholic with the lead, 28-25. There's a quick shot taken by Schmidt, no good. Rebound comes out of Anderson. It's going to be tipped away, picked up by St. Cecilia. Shooting and scoring is Libby Kissinger. She's fouled with a blank. St. Cecilia gets the steal back here in the backcourt as they knock the ball away from Aaron Anderson. Libby Kissinger picks it up and throws up a little shot there. Went right down through the hole, and she's fouled in the play. The foul goes on Prusha of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be her second. So Kissinger to the free throw line, and the free throw is good. So Libby Kissinger gives a big three-point play there. That gives St. Cecilia a tie now in Norfolk Catholic. It's a 28-28 ball game. Now we got a palming violation called here on the Knights. Lacey Prusha then commits a palming violation as she came into the forecourt. Works against the St. Cecilia pressure defense. So we are tied up at 28 points apiece. A minute and 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Cerise Farmer down to Lexi Schmidt to the near side. Chanel Farmer pounds the ball inside again to Schmidt. Down to the baseline. Her pass across the lane is going to be kicked here by Norfolk Catholic. So St. Cecilia will play it in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Prusha checks out now for Norfolk Catholic. Into the ball game, Abby Ketter. We're tied at 28 points apiece. St. Cecilia works within their offensive end. Chanel Farmer tries to go inside to Hurst. Contact made, foul called. Foul is going to go here on Amy Miller of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be her first. That is team foul number 9 on the Knights. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Caitlin Hurst. Ernst has not scored so far this afternoon. 62% foul shooter on the season. Shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Silky for Norfolk Catholic. We're still tied at 28 points apiece. Fulmer with the ball. Now to Ketter. Her shot from 17. No good. Offensive rebound, Silky. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. We got a whistle, a traveling violation. Silky grabs the offensive rebound, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. So now we're down to 45.3 seconds to play here in the first half. We are tied up at 28 points apiece. You're listening to action from the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia with the ball. Nicola out on top of Farmer, and she's whistled for the steps. Chanel Farmer whistled for the traveling violation. That is 6 turnovers unofficially on St. Cecilia, 11 on Norfolk Catholic. 35 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We're tied up at 28 points apiece. Into the ball game, Steffensmeyer for Norfolk Catholic. Going out will be Amy Miller. So the Knights will have the ball here. St. Cecilia will attack here in backcourt with Jackson. Homer dribbling. It's into the offensive zone here for Norfolk Catholic. Feeds it over to Stolke. Moves it down in the corner. Right side to Anderson. Bounce pass going to be tipped away from Ketter out of bounds. Well, it's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball. Down here in the baseline, left side of the basket. They will get it in deep in the corner to the right side to Steffensmeyer. Now back on the top. Here's a long game jumper for three. It's good. Katrina Ulmer scores. She's hitting 43% of her three-pointers, and she cans one from right there. That gives Norfolk Catholic a three-point lead again at 31-28. Safe to say in the lane. Here's Chanel Farmer. Her shot is up and in. They got Farmer the ball right in front of the basket, and she scores. 31-30 is the score, and time runs out here in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic moving the ball down the far sideline, but they could not get the field goal away, and time expires here in the first half of play. So two quarters in a bunch in girls high school basketball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. The score at halftime is Norfolk Catholic 31, Hastings St. Cecilia 30. You're listening to high school basketball today on 1230 KHIS.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Ecotrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Rivals Bar and Grill is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Breakfast at Rivals Saturday mornings from 7 to 11 and Sunday mornings 7 to noon. Rivals also has express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials, and nonstop sports action on 12 large screen TVs. Rivals Bar and Grill is open regular hours New Year's Eve with musical entertainment beginning at 9 p.m. and Rivals will open at 9 a.m. New Year's Day. Have a happy and safe New Year from Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Aurora High School. Holiday basketball tournament time here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia playing Norfolk Catholic here in this girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The other two games being played over in the primary gym at the Aurora Sports Complex as the homestanding Huskies are taking on Ogallala. The winners will play tomorrow, and they'll get together in the championship ball games here, the Aurora Holiday basketball tournament. The boys' championship tomorrow will be at 1 o'clock. The girls' championship will be at 11. Consolation games also going to be held at 1 and 11 o'clock, respectively. So we'll see what happens here. Hastings St. Cecilia girls trailing Norfolk Catholic at halftime to score 31-30. Norfolk Catholic scored the first 8 points in the basketball game here this afternoon. Got out to an 8-0 lead, but then the Hawkins came back and scored the next 9. And grabbed the lead at 9-8 with 3:33 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia led at the end of one quarter 15-12. Hawkins then stretched the lead to 5 points a couple of times early in the second quarter at 18-13 and at 22-17. But Norfolk Catholic comes back and reclaims the lead at 26-25 late in the second quarter. And right now, the Knights of Norfolk Catholic have got the lead over St. Cecilia at halftime. The score is 31-30. The Adams Central girls playing in the consolation game of the Minden Holiday Tournament this afternoon. And Adams Central able to pick up their third win of the year. They beat Axtell today for consolation honors in that tournament 60-44. So Adams Central winning over Axtell 60-44 today in Minden in the consolation ball game. The Adams Central boys will play tonight at 6:15 against the Minden Whippets. We'll have that game for you coming up later on today on 1550 KICS. Wayne Bulis in Minden, and he'll have the game on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at 6 o'clock here tonight. 31-30 is our score here. Norfolk Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take another timeout. When we come back, we'll check the scoring in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Aurora for the holiday basketball tournament today here on 1230 KHS at halftime of the girls' ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Norfolk Catholic. The score is 31-30. Scoring so far in the ball game for the Knights, Kristen Boyle has got 4 field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's leading the way with 10 points. Also, Erin Anderson with 10 points. She's got 5 field goals, and she is 0-for-2 from the stripe this afternoon. Other scores for the Knights, Katrina Ulmer has got a 3-pointer, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Emily Tilkey has got a 3-pointer in the first half for 3 points. Lacey Prusha has got a field goal for 2, and Sarah Pieper has been in the ball game, has not scored. Amy Miller has got a field goal and 2 points to round out the scoring for Norfolk Catholic. Unofficially, the Knights with 11 turnovers in the basketball game so far, and Norfolk Catholic getting 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. Hastings St. Cecilia being led thus far by Abby Jackson. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Jackson has got a field goal, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Tessa Kalupa has got a 3-pointer, and she's 2 of 2 from the line for 5 points. Scoring 4 points in the first half, Lexi Schmidt on 2 field goals. Chanel Farmer has got a couple of field goals and 4 points, and Cherise Farmer has knocked down a 3-pointer, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Libby Kissinger has got a field goal, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3 points. Jamie Williams has got a field goal and 2 points, and Morgan Nicola has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkins have officially 6 turnovers in the basketball game, and they are 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Hastings High playing in the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Holiday Basketball Tournament in Kearney. Yesterday, Norfolk beat the Hastings High boys 71-44, so the Tigers now 1-5 on the season. They're playing McCook in a loser's bracket ball game that's scheduled to tip off at 3:45 this afternoon. The Bison lost to Scotts Bluff yesterday 82-70. The other boys' games from day number one, North Platte beat Columbus 48-34, and Kearney got by Lexington 46-40. Hastings High girls lost to Columbus 61-30. The Tigers now 1-6. They're playing North Platte in a loser's bracket ball game this afternoon. The Bulldogs lost to Norfolk yesterday by the score of 50-44. And the other ball games on the girls' side of things in that Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Holiday Basketball Tournament, Scott's Bluff down Kearney 38-25, and Lexington rolled past McCook by a score of 58-27. Some other games yesterday in the opening rounds of some holiday tournaments from across the state at the Heartland Conference Tournament in Lincoln. Grand Island, the GI boys beat Lincoln East 52-35. The Grand Island girls got by Lincoln North Star 39-35. At the Heartland Tournament yesterday, Milford won the boys' championship with a 62-58 win over Donovan Trumbull. Milford also won the girls' championship with a 58-50 win over Heartland. Donovan Trumbull won the girls' consolation in that tournament with a 54-40 victory over Central City. At the Grand Island Northwest Tournament yesterday, on the boys' side, Beatrice beat Sydney 62-27, and Northwest knocked out Broken Bow 77-40. On the girls' side, Northwest beat Broken Bow 72-29, and Beatrice upended Sydney by the score of 44-29. Finally, at the Silver Lake Tournament yesterday, the Bruning Davenport Shickley boys beat Shelton 55-37, and Silver Lake got by Alma 40-37. On the girls' side, Alma beat Silver Lake 34-29, and Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Shelton yesterday by a score of 51-46. We've got the second half coming up here. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Norfolk Catholic by a score of 31-30. We'll have more after this.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Norfolk Catholic had the opening possession of the second half, but it was immediately intercepted by Cherise Farmer, and she drives it to the hole, and she's fouled in the play. So another turnover on Norfolk Catholic. Cherise Farmer to the free throw line. A personal foul goes on Lacey Pusha. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line, Farmer, and her shot is up and in. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Cherise Farmer has got 5 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia's tied the score at 31. Here's the next shot. It's up and in. 32-31. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a 1-point lead. And now we've got Norfolk Catholic turning the ball over again. Sarah Pieper had it right here on the near sideline. Ball fell out of her hands, and it fell out of bounds. Turnover number 13 on the Knights. 32-31, Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our right, actually our left here in the second half. Abby Jackson is fouled in the play here by Pieper. Sarah Pieper picks up her third foul, so now the Knights have two girls with three personal fouls in this one. Abby Jackson will inbound the ball here for Hastings St. Cecilia to Cherise Farmer. Farmer has got it out here in three-point territory as Norfolk Catholic stays with a man-to-man, now takes off, drives into the hole, a shot, no good, and she's fouled in the play. So St. Cecilia attacking the basket here in the first minute or so of this second half, and Cherise Farmer now goes to the free throw line again for St. Cecilia. The foul here goes on Aaron Anderson for Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be her first. So Cherise Farmer to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get two shots here as she is fouled in the act of shooting. Farmer now has 6 points in the basketball game. She's averaging 8 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Her shot is up there. She misses that one as well. And the rebound comes down to Kristen Boyle for Norfolk Catholic down the near sideline, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Boyle got it to Olmer, and she's going to take it down the near sideline, and they threw it too far away from Sarah Pieper. So that's 14 turnovers now in Norfolk Catholic here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia comes back. Here's Cherise Farmer with the ball. Dribbles it to the right side of the floor. Bounce pass comes back to the elbow. Left side of the lane, now to Lexi Schmidt. Over to the right side to Libby Kissinger, now to Jackson. Jackson dribbles the ball in the paint, kicks it back out here. Cherise Farmer. Jump pass comes to the near side to Tessa Kalupa. She drives the ball to the hole, her shot is up and in. Tessa Kalupa scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by three early in the second half. It's 34-31. Now here's some contact made here, and a foul is going to be called. Prusha had the ball right at the elbow on the right side of the lane, and she was hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called here on Jackson of St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball here. Homer has her pocket picked by Cherise Farmer. Farmer grabs it, drives, shoots, and scores in a timeout here from Norfolk Catholic. Cherise Farmer steals the ball away right at the 10-second line and goes in for the uncontested layup, but Cherise Farmer gets a steal and a field goal. And now Tim Kastmeyer from Norfolk Catholic wants to talk things over. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play third quarter. St. Cecilia 36, Norfolk Catholic 31.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Norfolk Catholic looking against the Saints to see pressure again. They throw the basketball out of bounds. 16 turnovers now in the ninth. St. Cecilia scored the first 6 points here in the second half. The Hawkins now lead by five. 36-31. St. Cecilia back within their offensive zone. Farmer for three. Shot good. Cherise Farmer has now got 11 points in the ballgame. She's got seven so far in the third quarter alone. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 39-31. 6.5 to play here in the third quarter. There's a feed out to Sarah Pieper on the wing. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. Olmer has got it now. Olmer now to Prusha. St. Cecilia scored the first 9 points here of this second half. It's now 39-31. Pieper now to Olmer. Rodolfo Catholic comes back out between the rings to Sarah Pieper. Down to Lacey Prusha again on the dribble. Takes it to the far sideline. Works it inside to Boyle. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And she'll go to the free throw line now to shoot two shots here. So Kristen Boyle will go to the free throw line from Norfolk Catholic. She's got 10 points in the basketball game. Libby Kissinger is guilty of the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Hawkins here in the second half. The free throw is up there. It's good by Boyle. She's now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. First points of the second half for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia now the 7-point lead, 39-32. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball. Jump ball is called as Tessa Kalupa ties up Lacey Prusha. Alternating jump, and it'll go to St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will play things in. 5:54 to play, third quarter. Hawkins with a lead now over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 39-32. Cherise Farmer goes in the high post. With the ball is Lexi Schmidt. Hands it back to Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Farmer down the right side of the lane scores. He's now got 13 points in the ball game, 9 so far in this third quarter. It's now a 41-32 ball game. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Pressure again by the Hawkettes, and a jump ball is going to be called here. Ball is knocked loose just the right side of the lane, and a jump ball is called here. So St. Cecilia on the 11-1 run here in this third quarter so far. Hawkettes have increased their lead now to 41-32. It's been all Cherise Farmer in the third quarter for St. Cecilia. They lob the ball on the lane here. They get it to Anderson, and she's fouled in the play, and she goes up for the shot. Aaron Anderson will go to the free throw line now for Norfolk Catholic. The foul here goes on Kissinger again for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes. Anderson to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. But Norfolk Catholic has scored 2 points now here in the third quarter, both from the free throw line. Aaron Anderson, 1 out of 3 from the stripe so far this afternoon. Her next one is up there. It's good. Anderson now leading the way for Norfolk Catholic. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. 41-34, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Abby Jackson with the ball, double-teamed here on the left side. Comes out to Cherise Farmer, drives it into the lane again. Her shot, she banks one home. Cherise Farmer now with 15 points in the basketball game. And the Hawkettes lead by a score of 43-34. Pressure by St. Cecilia in backcourt. Norfolk Catholic gets the ball in the offensive zone. Amy Miller has her pocket picked by Farmer. Cherise Farmer has got the ball again for St. Cecilia. Across the timeline, nice pass down to Jackson. Back outside, Libby Kissinger for 3. That shot is up there. It's no good. The ball goes up over the glass out of play. St. Cecilia will pressure here in defense. In backcourt, 43-34 is the score. Hawkettes are now by 9 points. A good third quarter thus far for the Hawkettes. 4:48 to play. Tilkey is in back into the ballgame now for Norfolk Catholic. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Her feet in the wing is tipped out of bounds by Jackson. Abby Jackson got her hands on it. Now Cherise Farmer is going to get a breather here. Libby Kissinger also checking out. Cherise has got 15 points, 11 in the third quarter alone. 43-34 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Norfolk Catholic driving the ball down in lane and shot is up and in. Amy Miller scores down the lane there for Norfolk Catholic. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points, and now the Knights back within 7. 43-36. Abby Jackson comes over here to Nicola. Now back outside the ring. A three-pointer put up there at the end. Chanel Farmer hits the three ball for St. Cecilia. She's got 7. And now the Hawkettes leading by 10 points in the ball game. 46-36. Here's pressure. Kaylin Ernst gets the steal. As Norfolk Catholic steals, they actually have another turnover. Catholic now with 17 turnovers. There's a long-range three-pointer put up and in. Jessica Lupin hits her second three ball, and a timeout from Norfolk Catholic. Safe to say, has opened up a 13-point lead over Norfolk Catholic here in the second half. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. It's now St. Cecilia 49, Norfolk Catholic 36.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Aurora High School. Holiday basketball tournament here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Norfolk Catholic 49-36. We've got the boys game between these two schools coming up at our second contest at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They have number 2 of this tournament scheduled for tomorrow. St. Cecilia in a 19-5 run here to begin the second half. They have done it with their defense. It's created a lot of offense here in this third quarter. Here's Steffensmeyer. Her shot from just inside the ring. That one won't go. Ball was tipped out. It's picked up by Tilkey. Her shot is up there from 5 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound. We got a foul called as Steffensmeyer hits the deck for Norfolk Catholic. A foul here is going to go on St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation, so Norfolk Catholic will plant things in. Nicola picks up the foul. Here's Omer. Her shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Nicola with the board. And in the fourth quarter, now to Abby Jackson. Jackson puts the ball on the floor, dribbles on the top of the key to Chanel Farmer. Farmer bounce pass comes over to Nicholas, sends it down to the baseline to Jackson. Abby holds it, dribbles once, comes out of the wing to Nicola, sends over to Chanel Farmer, dribble penetration to Jackson. Now right side to Williams, shot from seven, no good. Rebound tapped around, Nicola tries to save it, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Norfolk Catholic basketball. 3:18 to play now in the third quarter, 49-36. Hawkins have the lead over Norfolk Catholic. Earlier today in Minden, the Adams Central girls won their third ball game of the season. They beat Axtell by the score of 60-44. Adams Central boys will play Minden tonight for the championship. 6:15 tip-off, 6 o'clock pregame show on ESPN 1550 KICS. 49-36 is the score here. A 13-point lead by the Hawkins. Here's another steal as Chanel Farmer takes that ball away from Tokey. Farmer gets the ball down to Jackson. She drives. He misses the easy layup. Rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic, and a bounce pass is not going to bounce. Prusha grabs the rebound for Norfolk Catholic, and then her pass to the near sideline was deflected back out of bounds. So the Knights will play things in here in backcourt. 3 minutes to play third quarter, 49-36. Hastings St. Cecilia with the biggest lead of the ballgame now at 13 points. Prusha has got the ball for Norfolk Catholic across the timeline to Homer. Homer dribbles once, comes outside to a Tilkey. Tilkey at the top of the key, sends it right side down to Pieper. Bounce pass down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper by Homer. No good. Ball tapped out is picked up by Jackson. Long pass down to quarter Chanel Farmer. She drives, she shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to a Tilkey. Her outlet bounce is going to be knocked back out of bounds by St. Cecilia's Nicola. The Norfolk Catholic will play things in. Here comes Sharice Farmer back into the ballgame. She's got 11 points in the third quarter alone, leading the Hawkins in scoring so far. She's got 15 in the ballgame. 49-36. St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead. Lacey Prusha has got the ball now. Stomps out here in three-point territory. Goes to Kristen Boyle. Now back outside to Anderson for three. That shot won't go. Rebound comes down to Ernst of St. Cecilia. Kaylin Ernst with the board. Gets it in the hands now of Sharice Farmer. Farmer takes off. Drives it to the elbow. Stomps there. Goes inside to Lexi Schmidt. Back out the side to Sharice Farmer. To Libby Kissinger. Now to Ernst. Off of a screen. Takes the ball on the elbow. Now here's Lexi Schmidt from the left side of the lane. In and out, no good. And the ball comes down to Lacey Prusha for Norfolk Catholic. Prusha on the dribble here in backcourt. Met there defensively by Farmer. Here's a pass down the far sideline. It's too far out of bounds. Trying to get it down to Caitlin Homer. They threw it wide of the target. It goes sailing out of bounds. Turnover number 19 on Norfolk Catholic here in the ballgame. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Knights by the score of 49-36. 1:50 to play. There's Libby Kissinger with the ball, deep wing, left side. Kissinger dribbles behind the screen from Lexi Schmidt, stops out here in three-point territory, sends it to a Sharice Farmer, comes back to the other side of the lane now. To Tessa Kalupa, drives the ball in the lane, and we got a foul called. Norfolk Catholic fans wanted a traveling violation there. They didn't get it. Instead, they commit the personal foul. And Tessa Kalupa goes to the free-throw line now for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Miller. That's going to be her second. Here's a shot from the free throw line. No good by Kalupa. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line today. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. 49-36, St. Cecilia with the lead. Back on one more as Tessa Kalupa gets the second one to go down through the hole. Here comes Abby Jackson back into the ballgame. Caitlin Ernst will check out. St. Cecilia now with a 14-point lead, 50-36. Hawkins have outscored this Norfolk Catholic team 20-5 in the third quarter. Pressure again. Erin Anderson falls down on the far sideline. She was about ready to be tied up, but they call a timeout from the bench, so they save the possession here. Norfolk Catholic forced to burn a timeout. 1:23 to play third quarter. All Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkins with a lead over Norfolk Catholic, 50-36.
Ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Catholic with the ball. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good from underneath the basket. Erin Anderson, and she's fouling the play. So Norfolk Catholic inbound of the ball from the far sideline. They get it down right underneath the basket to Anderson, where she draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be her fourth. So Kalupa now with four fouls. Erin Anderson to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Anderson now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line this afternoon. She has got 13 points in the ballgame. Tessa Kalupa comes out. Here comes Morgan Nicola back into the ballgame. 50-37, a 13-point lead now for the Hawkettes. Here comes the second shot. It is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt to the far side. Then Libby Kissinger. Now to Farmer. To Jackson. Her pass in the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. Turnover number 7 on St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline is Amy Miller. She's going to be tied up in the play. And now a jump ball is going to be called. Farmer ties her up, but a jump ball is going to be called. Nope, the foul is going to be called on Cherise Farmer. That's going to be her first. So Farmer tied her up, and then he got a personal foul called. Team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead, 50-37. Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Driving down the lane is Anderson. She is met in a traveling violation is called. Erin Anderson trying to power that ball to the basket is hit with a traveling violation. 50-37, Hawkettes leading by 13 points. 56 seconds to play here in the third period. And now St. Cecilia looking at some pressure in backcourt. They break it easily. Jackson pulls up, now sends it to a Farmer. Farmer takes it down low. There's a shot put up there and in, Lexi Schmidt. Nice pass by Farmer. Lexi Schmidt gets the easy field goal just to the right of the basket, and it's now a 52-37 ball game here in the third quarter. 35 seconds to play. They pound it inside again to Anderson. Turns around and he's stripped away and it goes out of bounds. So they got it inside to Miller. And it's tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Kaitlin Ernst comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Schmidt will check out. St. Cecilia now with a 15-point lead. The Hawkettes trailed at halftime by 1. Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Amy Miller's got it. Top of the key. Takes it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. The ball's going to be poked away. That goes out of bounds. Jackson gave chase. Could not get to it. So the Knights will play things in here on the near sideline. More substitutions coming in now for head coach Tim Kassmeyer for Norfolk Catholic. Lacey Prusha coming back in there. Katrina Ulmer comes back in. The Knights are down by 15 points here late in the third quarter, 24 seconds to play. Tilkey has got the ball. Tilkey now to Prusha. The Tilkey back to Prusha. Comes back outside to Ulmer, fakes the three, now throws it down in the corner way over the head. A Prusha, but they say, was tipped out by St. Cecilia. Hawkins got their hands on it there, so Prusha will play things in deep in the corner here on the near sideline with 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. They get it to Tilkey, now to Prusha again. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Cherise Farmer, long pass down the floor to Kissinger. Grabs the ball, now sends it over here on the left side to Nicola. Nicola, now to Kissinger. She throws it up at the buzzer, and at the end of the third quarter of play, the shot would not go. But a very good third quarter there for St. Cecilia. They put up 22 points in the quarter and outscored their opposition 22-6. Three quarters in the books here this afternoon, the first ball game from the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia 52, Norfolk Catholic 37.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth quarter underway. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead 52-37. Girls High School basketball action over Norfolk Catholic. They get the ball inside to Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt scores. She has now got 8 points in the ballgame, and St. Cecilia is starting to blow the Knights out of here. 54-37, a 17-point lead. Norfolk Catholic works with the ball. Their offensive zone. Here's Tilkey. She goes inside. Her shot will be blocked down by Schmidt. Recovered here by St. Cecilia. Long pass on the floor. The Jackson shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Holmer. She falls down with it. No foul called. Ball goes out of bounds, and they give it to St. Cecilia. Last catch by Sarah Pieper trying to grab the ball there after Holmer fell down with it. So St. Cecilia will play it in. It's going to be the 20th turnover unofficially on Norfolk Catholic here in the ballgame. 54-37, St. Cecilia with a 17-point lead, despite trailing by 1 point at halftime, 31-30. Hawkins with the ball in their offensive end. They have dominated half number two here. Jackson goes down in the corner to Chanel Farmer, works the ball inside to Schmidt. Now to Caitlin Ernst, out to Cherise Farmer. Bounce pass to Caitlin Ernst. Over to Abby Jackson in the wing. Here's the bounce pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Pieper. That's going to be turnover number eight on St. Cecilia. Long pass down for Tilkey. Picks it up on the baseline. Now is it tipped away? It's picked up by Jackson. The 21st turnover on Norfolk Catholic. Cherise Farmer, now to Lexi Schmidt. And now she's calling for the traveling violation. Schmidt down there on the baseline is whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number nine on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Here comes Tessa Kalupa back into the ballgame now for the Hawkettes, replacing Cherise Farmer. 6:47 to play here in the fourth quarter, 54-37. St. Cecilia on top by 17 points. We got the boys' game coming up next. Sarah Pieper, right-handed dribble across the timeline, pulls up at the top of the arc, three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short. The ball poked away and is picked up by Jackson. Jackson has got it for St. Cecilia. Hawkins with the ball with 6.5 to play here in the ballgame. Still working against the man-to-man defense. Caitlin Ernst just inside the ring. Comes to Chanel Farmer. Her shot from 15 won't go. Got him for the rebound. Farmer had it, lost it. Ball's poked out here, and Tessa Kalupa grabs it. Kalupa now to Farmer. Sends it back inside to Lexi Schmidt. First shot is going to be no good, partially deflected. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by St. Cecilia. Down there in the baseline. Libby Kissinger coming back into the ball game now for the Hawkettes. There comes Morgan Nicola. 6:12 to play in the fourth quarter, 54-37. St. Cecilia with the lead. Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. Amy Miller has got it. Miller down to Amy Ketter, who's into the ball game again. Ketter having problems with it. Double team sends the ball to the near sideline now. As Norfolk Catholic works with the basketball here, now we got a jump ball called. A jump ball is going to be called here. Rachel Weezer is into the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. So Rachel Wiesner into the ball game for the Knights. 5:55 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 54-37. There's a feed in the lane. They get it to Kenner, and she turns around and has it stripped away. Stripped away by Jackson as Abby brings the ball back into the forecourt. Now to Tessa Kalupa, top of the key. On the dribble, moves to the right side, Chanel Farmer. Farmer bounce pass, Kissinger. Left side of the lane, ball high above her head. Dribbles one, sends it back to the right side to Abby Jackson. Dribble penetration, takes the ball in the hole, it's blocked down. Ball brought out there by Lacey Prusha, now with Norfolk Catholic. On the dribble down the far sideline. Prusha stops, picked up by Kissinger. Comes out now to Steffensmeyer. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass right side now to Wiesner. Wiesner back outside the three-point circle to Ketter. Down to Steffensmeyer, down in the baseline. Here's Prusha with the ball. Now top of the key. Ketter's three-pointer is put up and in. Abby Ketter nails her first field goal of the ball game. A three-pointer from the top of the key. 54-40, St. Cecilia leading by 14. Hawkins with the ball. Abby Jackson out to Kissinger. Kissinger holds it. Down to the right side, Tessa Kalupa, dribble penetration, a shot from 10, no good. Ball tipped around, and Kalupa grabs her own shot back. Brings it back out to Morgan Nicola. Nicola now to Libby Kissinger, down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Back inside, a turnaround jumper by Nicola is no good. And a rebound to Prusha for a Norfolk Catholic, and now we've got a timeout called here. So Norfolk Catholic with the possession, and now they call the timeout to talk things over. 4 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 54, Norfolk Catholic 40.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726.
Dykus Painting is a proud supporter of Hastings High, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central Athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Aurora High School. 54-40 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Norfolk Catholic. Winner of this ball game will play on the girls' championship ball game tomorrow, and it will go at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The loser of this one will play in the consolation game at 1. The boys' championship game is set for 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So 11-1 for the two championship ball games. Same story for the consolation games here in this the secondary gym where we're at here today. 54-40 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. Hawkins have led by as many as 17 here in the ballgame. Here's Pusha. Turns around early, tied up in the play. Now she's hit on the arm, and a foul is going to be called. She got the ball just the right of the basket there. A couple of defenders over there for St. Cecilia. Then Libby Kissinger is going to be hit with a personal foul. Third foul on Kissinger. Going to the free throw line is going to be Pusha for Norfolk Catholic. She's got 2 points in the basketball game. She'll have a one-on-one situation here. That's their 17th foul on Hastings St. Cecilia. The shot is up there, and that one rims off no good by Pusha. She won't get the second one, and now a foul is called, and an open jump ball is called on the rebound. Lexi Schmidt tied up on the play there by Abby Ketter of Norfolk Catholic. Jump ball is called, but the arrow point in favor of St. Cecilia. Nicola comes out. Here comes Ernst back in there. 4:21 to play in the ball game. It's 54-40. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. Libby Kissinger goes for the steal here. The ball tipped away. The scramble is on. And it's still on. Still on the floor. Three, four, five players hit the deck. And finally, a jump ball is called. Why not? Well, the jump ball here. And the arrow pointing in favor of Norfolk Catholic. So St. Cecilia officially with a turnover there, the 10th of the ball game. Here's Sarah Pieper back into the ball game now for the Knights. Ketter comes out. Also, Ulmer checks back in there. Amy Miller checks out now for the Knights. Here's Norfolk Catholic with the ball on a personal foul is going to be called. Boyle took the ball down to the baseline and drove it to the hole here. And she's fouled on the play by Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. That's going to be the third foul on Ernst. 4:05 to play now. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 54-40. St. Cecilia leading by 14. Shot for the free throw line is going to be no good there by Boyle. She will get her second one, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Running back the other way is Chanel Farmer. Down in the corner to Cherise. Her shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound to Prusha. Now we got a, let's see here. We had Libby Kissinger falling out of bounds there in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Now they're going to say that Prusha was out of bounds over there as well. So a turnover on Norfolk Catholic as Kissinger was applying the pressure. She lost her balance over there and fell into the St. Cecilia bench, but Prusha was out of bounds. So a turnover on Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia with the ball with a 14-point lead. Here's Cherise Farmer. Bounce pass down low to Ernst. Her shot is no good, and she's down the line. A little scoop shot there by Caitlin Ernst. Now she'll go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Fouled on the play by Sarah Pieper of a Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul number five called on the Norfolk Catholic here in this second half of play. Shot from the free throw line by Ernst is going to be no good. She's now 0-2 from the free throw line this afternoon. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Schmidt. She's tied up on the play here by Abby Ketter. A jump ball is called, and St. Cecilia will play it in on the alternating jump. So we're down to 3:44 to play in the fourth quarter. It's still 54-40. St. Cecilia leading by 14. Chanel Farmer plays it into Jackson. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Stephens Meyer grabs the rebound to Anderson. Now for Norfolk Catholic. Anderson gets the ball to Tilkey. Long pass down and forward to Ulmer. Down to the baseline. Back on the wing to Tilkey. Sends it down low on the right side to Prusha. Her shot is up there from 10. It's good. 54-42. The Knights back to within 12 points. Here's Cherise Farmer. Dribble penetration. Throws up a runner in the lane. No good. Rebound Ernst. Her follow shot. No good as he's fouling the play. Caitlin Ernst now goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. So the Knights have come back. They sliced into this lead. Is now down to 12 points and 54-42. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Pieper, and that's going to be number five on Sarah Pieper. She fouls out of the ball game with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Leads with 2 points. Caitlin Ernst to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. 0-4 from the free throw line today. She hits this one, now 1-5. First point of the ball game for Ernst. St. Cecilia is now getting a 13-point lead, 55-42. Next one is up there. That one is good. So Ernst hits a pair of free throws, and now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. John Kyle calls the timeout for St. Cecilia, 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 56, Buffalo Catholic 42.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big G Ace is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the Big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball today on 1230 KHAS, also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in this one. St. Cecilia used a big third quarter, a 22-6 run in the third quarter to open up their margin right now. It's now sitting at 14 points at 56-42. Norfolk Catholic with the ball as Homer has got it down to the offensive zone. Homer falls down with the ball, sitting on the seat of her pants, and now she finally puts it over here to Tilkey. Emily Tilkey drills to the left side of the lane, back out to Homer now between the circles. Katrina Homer dribbling to the ball to the wing on the right side. That's Steffensmeyer, sends it inside to Ketter in a traveling violation. We have a foul in there. It's going to be a we're going to have offensive foul called here on Abby Ketter, pushing off inside to get the ball. That's going to be the second foul on Ketter. So now we're down to 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in this one. 56-42, St. Cecilia with the lead. Cherise Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia. Dribbles inside the free throw circle, stops right there. Farmer bounce pass to Chanel Farmer. Left side of the lane, back the other way to Lexi Schmidt. Brings it back to the left side. Tessa Kalupa, long-range jumper, is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Erin Anderson. Double-teamed here in backcourt, gets the ball to Tilkey. Her pass is deflected. It's picked up here by Ketter of Norfolk Catholic. Ketter gets the ball to Steffensmeyer. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tessa Kalupa. Gets the ball ahead now to Cherise Farmer. Down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. To Cherise. Way back outside again to Abby Jackson. Ball high above her head here. 2:17 to play in the fourth quarter. 56-42. Abby Jackson to Cherise Farmer. Down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Bombs it back out on top now to Atessa Kalupa. Right side to Abby Jackson. St. Cecilia spreads the floor here with a 14-point lead, and now the Hawkheads guilty of a three-second violation. Lexi Schmidt whistled for a three-second violation there on St. Cecilia. 11 turnovers on the Hawkheads. 25 for Norfolk Catholic. 56-42. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead with 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in this one. Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. Amy Miller has got it. Miller now to Tilkey. Works here in backcourt against Abby Jackson of St. Cecilia. Approaches the 10-second line. Throws the ball. It is loose and is picked up here by Tessa Kalupa. Another turnover on Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia with the ball now. And a 14-point lead. 1:45 to play. Cherise Farmer comes outside to Abby Jackson. Jackson now to Libby Kissinger. Left side of the lane. Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles, goes out, bounce pass out to Abby Jackson, now to Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa's pass goes to the right side. Cherise Farmer, she is double-teamed, and now we've got a timeout called. John Kyle hops up as Cherise Farmer was in trouble with a double-team over there on the wing. And they call the timeout from the bench. 1 minute, 29 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Seems to say a 56, Norfolk Catholic 42.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
All right, 56-42 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Libby Kissinger as the Hawkins maintain control of the ball. Abby Jackson now in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Lexi Schmidt. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. It's going to be deflected, and the ball's going to be brought down here by Wiesner for the Norfolk Catholic Knights. So now we got a timeout called here. The Knights are having problems with it. Bring the ball back. back up the floor. So St. Cecilia turns it over. Norfolk Catholic will get it here now with a minute and 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take another break with a score of St. Cecilia 56, Norfolk Catholic 42.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
56-42, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. If the Hawkins can hang on here, they would go to 6-1 on the season. And the only blemish on the record so far was that loss to Sandy Creek right before the Christmas break. Hawkins with a 14-point lead. They used the big third quarter here, outscoring the Knights 22-6 after trailing 31-30 at halftime. St. Cecilia has owned the second half. In fact, the Knights have scored only 11 points, and here's another turnover as they try to bring the ball back to their offensive zone. It's going to be intercepted by Kaylin Ernst, and then she throws the ball away to the near sideline. Andy Miller has got it now. And now Norfolk Catholic has got the ball. Marissa Stone was into the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic as they've got it here on the right side. Steffensmeyer down in the seat of her pants trying to get rid of it. Now she does. Now a foul is going to be called. Steffensmeyer got rid of it to Boyle. She took off for the hole, and the foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. Things are a little ragged here in this first ball game coming back from the Christmas break, the 5 days off. Going to the free throw line will be Boyle. The foul goes on Libby Kissinger. That's going to be your fourth. So Boyle with the free throw line. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. It's good. She's now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line this afternoon. If St. Cecilia wins this ball game, they'll play at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning against either Aurora or Ogallala. Second shot is up there. It is good by Boyle. She's now got 13 in the contest. 56-44. St. Cecilia still leading by 12 points. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Jackson got a little bit. Kissinger on the wing. Kissinger comes out here and gets it to us. Sharice Farmer. Bounce pass right side to Libby Kissinger. Out of Jackson. Jackson sends it to Farmer. Now inside to Lexi Schmidt. Back out to Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Back down to Caitlin Ernst. Grabs the ball. Mishandles it. Then as it tipped away, picked up by Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Ball was poked away from Ernst, but Lexi Schmidt right there for St. Cecilia. She puts it down through the hole. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 58-44. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Amy Miller with the ball. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Ernst out to Farmer. She holds the ball, and that's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll move on into the championship ball game of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. The Hawkettes, a big, big second half here this afternoon. After trailing 31-30 at halftime, St. Cecilia goes on to post a win over Norfolk Catholic here in girls high school basketball. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 58, Norfolk Catholic 44. We'll come back with the totals after this.
Don't go away. The second game of our...
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The sizes you need, like Cooper CS4 225 60R16 or the Cooper Discoverer ATR LT 265 75R16E, buy three, get the fourth free. And it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on in to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Aurora for the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks out Norfolk Catholic in our first game. Final score of 58-44. So Hastings St. Cecilia now 6-1 on the season. The Hawkettes will play either Aurora or Ogallala tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for the championship here in this holiday tournament. Norfolk Catholic drops to 5 wins and 2 losses. They will play in the consolation ball game. Likewise, coming up tomorrow, that will be at 1 o'clock here in this North Gym. But Hastings St. Cecilia trailed at halftime by a score of 31-30. They then come out and outscore the Knights 22-6 in the third quarter to grab a 52-37 advantage, and that's a lead they did not give up there in the fourth quarter as St. Cecilia wins it 58-44. We talked about that big third quarter. Cherise Farmer was one reason why St. Cecilia was so successful. She scored 11 out of her 15 points in the third quarter alone. Cherise Farmer ends up scoring 15 to lead the way for St. Cecilia here this afternoon. She was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. She knocks down 2 3-pointers in the ball game and also had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. So Cherise Farmer, 15 points in the ball game here this afternoon. Also scoring in double figures was Tessa Kalupa. She ended up with 11 points. Lexi Schmidt had 10. Abby Jackson had 6 points. 3 points for Libby Kissinger, 2 for Jamie Williams, 2 for Morgan Nicola, and 2 for Caitlin Ernst. St. Cecilia 13 out of 22 from the free throw line in the ball game this afternoon. Unofficially, 13 turnovers in the ball game. 27 turnovers for Norfolk Catholic in the ball game today. They were 9 out of 17 from the free throw line. Aaron Anderson and Kristen Boyle was their leading scorers. They each scored 13 in the ball game. Each had 10 in the first half, only 3 in the second half. Other scorers, Katrina Ulmer had 4 points. Amy Miller had 4. 3 points for Emily Tilkey. 3 points for Abby Ketter. 2 for Lacey Pusha. And 2 points for Sarah Pieper. In the Knights, 9 out of 17 from the free throw line. 27 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings St. Cecilia, the girls' basketball team, wins here. They did not have good success 3 years running down at that Doan College tournament. In fact, they were 0-6 in the 3 years that we went down to Doan and played during the holidays. They pick up a win here. We change scenery. We come to Aurora and pick up a win, and now St. Cecilia will play in the championship ball game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against either Ogallala or Aurora. That game is still going on over the other gym here in Aurora. So don't go away. We have got the boys' game coming up next, and this girls' game breezed right on by. Had a lot of time in between games here, so we will break away for a few minutes. They're going to tip off the boys' game as scheduled at 4 o'clock. So despite the early finish of the girls' game, we're going to stay on schedule here, and we'll have the boys' contest starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So stay with us. We'll be back in about 15 minutes from right now. Get a couple of words with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher as the Blue Hawks get ready for the boys' encounter here this afternoon. So we'll come back in about 15, 20 minutes from right now and get you the comments from the coach. In the meantime, we'll send you back to the studios. Again, the first game today won by St. Cecilia over Norfolk Catholic to score 58-44. For 1230 KHAS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is just moments away on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.